Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and defensive action in the boxed beef trade. And on the other hand, hog futures should start out on a firm basis today, thanks to residual buying and greater cash stability. Now, light to moderate trade volume surfaced in parts of feedlot country, particularly Nebraska and Kansas yesterday. Asking prices are very hard to anticipate at this point. Light to moderate business should develop sometime today or tomorrow. The cash hog trade, though, seems geared to open with steady to firm bids today. While we think that the slower chain speed linked to Hurricane Matthew has positively impacted the cash trade, that may not be all of the story. It's possible that backed up numbers servicing next week could weigh on the late October market, but that remains to be seen. If Smithfield plants in North Carolina can get back online by the weekend, the Saturday kill could come as big as 315,000 head. However, many are unwilling to bet that the situation actually can be cleaned up by then. Well, corn, soybeans, and wheat futures closed lower on Wednesday as USDA again confirmed that farmers will be harvesting record-large corn and soybean crops this fall. Crop numbers in the monthly report were close to forecast, with corn production trimmed slightly from September to 15.06 billion bushels, soybeans raised to nearly 4.27 billion bushels from September's 4.2 billion. On the wheat markets, they did finish lower yesterday following corn and soybeans, with spring wheat posting the smallest losses. U.S. wheat ending stocks were raised slightly by 1.138 billion bushels yesterday, but the increase was less than expected. Corn closed 8 cents lower in active trading to put December at technical support near the 20 and 50-day moving averages. And on the soybeans, well, soybeans closed lower and at a two-week low in the aftermath of yesterday's neutral numbers. Other factors such as the advancing harvest and lower crude oil markets may have stirred bears into action. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 18th at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City, where 92 tracts of land in Cimarron County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction times and dates.
On our live cattle futures, October down 75 at 96.75, December down 110 at 98 even, October feeder cattle down 212 at 122, and November down 180 at 117.77. December hogs up 127, 44.05, February's up 82 at 50.92. Now on the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat yesterday, December up 2.25 at $4.75, and March was up 2.5 at 417.75. The Chicago wheat, December up 2.75 at 399.5. March was up 3 cents at 419. December corn up 1 cent, 338. The March was up 1 cent, 348. November soybeans down 2.5, 943. January down 3 cents at 950.5. December cotton down 25, 68.72. March down 24, 69.15. November crude oil up 12 at 50.30. December up 11, 50.75. November natural gas down 2, 318. December down 1, 339 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.